What's up, fellas?
Good evening. John, you're on mute.
What's the word?
Hello.
The word is hello.
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 John's been doing burnouts, and I fell asleep on the couch. Pretty sure Bo did, too.
I'm medicated.
I hate taking a nap and then someone wakes me up too early.
I'm not a napper, so I don't know.
No.
And I'm kind of on the same boat. I get a headache if I take a nap.
I get a headache if I drink less than six beers. Less than six, my headache, I get headache, my neck hurts. More than that, I'm okay. Weird how that works.
I mean, well, let's just say I don't have a lot of headaches.
John's dad. I've never had a headache ever.
Oh, goodness. Well, I spent the entire day yesterday laying under Bo's car.
Sure enough, there's still sweat marks.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. Not really. It was nice and cool. It wasn't hot.
It was nice and cool, but.
Did you guys get a lot done?
Yeah, we got a fair amount done, feel like. All new brake lines ran from the line lock back to the rear because that's how I'm doing it. We're going to we're using the line lock to lock up the rear. Not lock up the rear, but block pressure to the rear.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know. Couldn't get the car to fire up for whatever reason. Found that issue. No big deal. I'm an idiot.
It happens.
So I was thinking about rerouting my spark plug wires. Right now I have them underneath the headers. 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 come up and around the head and go back down on the intake. And anyway, so I took 2 and 4 off to run some other spark plug wires. Just to route them, just see if I can figure out a cooler way, a better way. When I put the original spark plug wires back on, somebody swapped 4 and 6 on the cap. Did you know that your car will not start if 4 and 6 are swapped? At least mine wouldn't.
Mm.
Yeah, so I spent 30, 45 minutes one day trying to figure that deal out. I was convinced it was timing. I knew it was way out of timing. I put a top dead center. I checked it, pulled the cap off, checked the rotor. I did everything that I knew to do. And then I thought maybe I'm just really stupid and I don't know what I'm doing. So whenever Eric and Fro came over, Fro and I were there for a little bit and Eric figured it out pretty much. We just decided let's start from the most basic, dumbass
mistake.
Yeah, yeah, and that's
what I go there first.
Yeah,
because that's usually what happened for me. Not for you, not for everybody, but for me, that's usually what happened. I've swapped plug wires before. I got numbers on both ends on my deals.
Yeah, I should probably do that. We'll see, because I run two plug wires going to a sleeve. I run two wires together in one sleeve.
They're marked on both ends.
Yeah. I should probably do that.
John learned that the hard way too. Don't let him lie to you. He learned that the hard way too. We lost an entire day on the Nova because we had like, I think it was 4 and 6 swapped.
Yeah, they're running through together.
You know, I'm not saying I've never done anything like this before, but I've always found it really quick. Yeah. This one, for some reason, I was certain that I had the spark plug wires in the right order. Whatever.
Let's loom them up real nice and then plug them in real wrong. That's what we did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did install a new manual brake setup. I bought it from a guy on Marketplace, said it's for a G-body.
He was a liar. Turns
out he's a liar.
G-body guy.
It's for an S10, which, so listen, a lot of things between a G-body and an S10 will interchange a lot.
Yeah.
Except for a manual brake kit, because the push rod for manual brakes for an S10, it's like a 7-inch push rod. For a G-body, it's like a 3-inch push rod, and the clevis on the brake pedal is even a little bit shorter. So that's the main – the plate that goes on the firewall, that's even a little bit different, but I modified my firewall to fit that plate with minimal effort, right? It didn't take much. But instead of panicking or trying to rig up my own push rod or cutting down that one that came that I had – in the instructions to manualbrakes.com is where this kit came from. It said, if you have any issues, call me directly with a phone number. So I called this man, the owner of manualbrakes.com, at like 9:35 on a Saturday morning. He answered the phone, apologized for this issue. I said, man, it's not your fault. Like I bought it from a guy that bought it from you. He probably had it. He probably bought it for an S10, you know, but just put it up as a G body deal. Anyway, long story longer, $40 later, he's going to send me their correct clevis and push rod that should just go right in and be money. So, whatever.
It did blow my mind that guy answered the phone at 9:30 on a Saturday, though.
Yeah, man. You know, and he was easy to work with. He's like, do you have any questions about the kit while we're on the phone? Anything. So I asked him about some spacer and some washer deal that we weren't 100% on. He cleared up the only question I had. Other than that, everything was really straightforward. It's a pretty nice kit. If I'd had the right push rod, we'd been doing burnout Saturday. So,
money. Now this does bring up a question though.
Yeah,
John. We were discussing this, and we were discussing the proper way to set up a line lock. You believe it should go on the front brakes, correct?
I don't believe shit.
Whoa.
You have an opinion on this, though, don't you?
No, I have no opinion. I'd love to drive one that was locking the rear instead of locking the front.
So your line lock right now is set up to lock the front, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's just, I literally did it as per the instructions from whoever the guy is that wrote the instructions.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Same deal you got, I think.
Yeah, just a Hurst line lock or roll control.
Hurst roll control said do it this way. I just did it that way.
Well, what I looked at, it had directions for front locking the front or directions for locking the rear.
Yeah.
Depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
And in my situation,
I'd probably rather lock the rear, but I don't have an issue with the way mine is.
No. And if you can do it with the front, who cares? No big deal. But we're setting it up fresh. I have the option. I have the choice. I feel like I can keep the line law or the roll control engaged and still be able to work the brake pedal and do some rolling burnouts. You know what I mean? And I mean, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So we're going to try it like that. And if it sucks or if I hate it, then I'll change it. Whatever.
Well, that's what I said when I did mine this way, and I don't have an issue. And to be honest, I mean, I don't have to use it. A lot of the time.
I mean, the only reason I'm using it is because as a matter of fact, Mike, I owe you $60 now that I'm using the roll control because our buddy Mike had it and he wasn't going to use it. It was laying on the floor at the shop whenever we all moved out of the shop. And he's like, hey, would you use this? And I said, I don't know, maybe. He said, well, here, take it. And I said, what do you want for it? He's like, $60. I said, well, if I use it, I'll buy it. So I've had it for a year. So now that I'm using it, I'll pay him for it.
You might want to take a few of them $60 and buy a calendar. It's been a lot more than a year since y'all moved out of that deal.
No. Has it been longer than a year?
What?
Has it been longer than a year?
I don't know. I don't think so. I honestly don't remember.
Year and a half, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's been that long. I mean, I remember it.
Man, good job remembering things.
I mean, I remember the conversation in the shop.
Yeah. I remember
cleaning out the shop.
Yeah.
I mean, cleaning out, grabbing the stuff that I wanted and leaving.
John, you Man, had
I think that. I think that weed shop's been there for 2 years.
Up front, but not. It has been up front.
Oh, goodness. John, did you get the parts you ordered this week?
Man, kind of. I got these little guys.
Nice.
Exactly when they said and how they said I would get them.
And Summit's good at that, aren't they?
Gosh damn, Summit's so good.
Communications on point, emails, verifications, confirmations, all that, all the ins.
They're like, oh, hey, buy $9 more of shit and you get free shipping. Did that. Damn. Got spare park plugs. Always good to have spare spark plugs.
Always.
It was so easy.
You got an email when the order was shipped out, didn't you? And a tracking number?
I got email, tracking number. They said what day it was going to get here. It got here that day.
Man, that's crazy.
They sent me an email, said you got your shit. Would you like to respond and tell us how cool it was dealing with this? And I was like, yeah, super cool. Once again, thanks, Summit.
Yeah, Summit for the win.
Did you get the part you ordered from those other guys?
And then this guy. Looks like a little smiley face guy. So, turns out, I did it to myself.
Oh.
Because I knew Jegs sucked.
There goes our sponsorship from Jegs.
I mean, I just had, yeah, hey, we talked about
it. I am Frobo, don't have to be involved with this. I am fine. If I was banned for life from Jegs, I would be fine. 100%. I bet it's been 15 years since I bought anything from Jegs. And I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe I'm like 60 years old and I go, I wonder what it's like now dealing with Jegs. And I just go buy something. But Jesus, this was horrible.
So you didn't get the part that you ordered.
I ordered a 203 drop cross member, and right on time, I received a package that was an exhaust system for a 03 to 06 Yukon or Escalade. So
it's a little bit different than a cross member.
Yeah, I couldn't make that work at all.
Yeah.
Roughly an hour and a half on the phone. They give me they're going to send me after an hour and a half on the phone, they're going to send me a link to where I can print this label off and send them their parts back that they erroneously sent to me. Great. Good job, Jegs. So the next day I try to print the link. Link's bad. I call them again, hour and a half later, they're going to send me another link, link's bad. And I was like, all right, so just, you're going to send me another link, but just out of curiosity, where is the tracking for my original part? And she says, well, company policy is we don't send you the right part until you send us the wrong part back. I said, oh, well, let's go ahead and cancel that order. We'll go ahead and order that deal from somebody else. And I'll send you this part back when all that money hits my account. I mean, seems fair. Company policy at Ricky Bobby Inc. is... I can't use that. That's trademarked. Company policy here in the old shitbox garage is that I'm not going to pay you for stuff that you're not going to send me.
I mean, come on.
They're what the hell? So I had to make her feel like a real piece of crap. And at which point she went ahead and shipped me my cross member against company policy.
Rule breaker.
Whatever. Rule breaker. I got on the phone with the right person. Yeah. They sent me that. I still can't send them their parts because they keep sending me links that won't work. I don't know. I'm going to tell them to mail me some stuff and I'll send them their box.
Yeah, just go like old school.
U.S. Postal Service will send me whatever you put in an envelope. So do that. I'll slap it on this box and send it to you. In the meantime, I'm literally never ordering from Jegs again. Boycott, full on boycott. I don't care. So I've looked, okay. So I thought, okay, I'm going to save some money. Jegs cross member is cheaper, man. One, after all this, it could have been more expensive. Like I've spent more dealing with this crap than if I'd have just bought it from Summit or Competition Engineering or whoever the hell. But I've also found it for roughly the same price.
Yeah.
And I just like, I kicked my own self in the junk. It was
yeah.
Bad deal.
Well, to kind of add to that, you know, the two pairs of wheels that I ordered from there.
Yeah.
I had to send it back. One never made it to me, made it to Kansas City. Then they redirected it back to them.
Yeah.
And then I got another pair of wheels. They didn't work. I sent those deals back. I had to buy the return label, which seems fair. It's my fault. I messed up. I ordered the wrong parts. I'll pay to ship it back. It's not on them. I have no problem with that. So it was like $12 to send back the set of wheels I ordered wrong. Okay. So each pair of wheels was almost $360 for each pair. Okay. That's what, $720, right?
Yeah.
So after paying for the return labels, they charged me $8 fee for each wheel, even though it was only two orders. They charged $8 per wheel to return it. And then there was another fee back. I think I ended up only getting refunded $604 out of $720, which, like I said, the first set of wheels, that's on them. That's crap. It never made it to me, whatever. The second set, I ordered the wrong size. Clearly my fault. So I'll, you know, a lot of places charge restocking fees, whatever it was. But so both those, I had the tracking numbers for that stuff. I knew they had already made it back to them. It had been 10 days. So finally I sent a message because I will not call them on the phone anymore. I'm not sitting on the phone for an hour. That's crazy. So I message him on Facebook Messenger, right? So I said, hey, do you know, I think I sent you guys a screenshot. I was like, can you guys give me a heads up on what's going on with this order and this order that were both shipped back to you? And when am I going to be refunded for those? They're like, oh, well, this one, we posted a refund on this date and this one was 2 days later. You should be getting them anytime. So my question was like, so you guys posted to give me my money back, but I got no phone call, no email, no text message. And I know they have all that information because I get phone calls, emails, and text messages all the time trying to get me to buy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And even when the money finally hit and it was refunded, I still got no notification of any of that stuff. So it just seems, I don't know. It seems like that place over there is just kind of being ran really crappy right now. And like we've talked about, it sucks because they do have parts for good prices. You know what I mean? Some of their stuff you can't get at our favorite place, Summit. You know what I mean?
Our favorite place, Summit.
Well, it's my favorite. That's where I'm going from if I can. But
yeah, no, you're not wrong. And it does suck. Because a lot of I want to shop from Jegs.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna. If I'm ever in a Jegs store, personally, I might buy some shit there.
Yeah, that's a different story. That's okay.
Online, I'm outski.
Yeah, I don't think so. No more.
Dunski. No way. No way.
What?
No way.
Speaking of the what, no way, guy, did you guys catch the latest video for that guy?
I don't watch any of it, man. I can't.
You really can't?
I try. I can't do it. I like his reels. I like the little, you know,
the reels. I will watch the F out of his reels.
Yeah, me too.
Doing full-on stuff. Man, I got to muscle through it.
Hey, I'll sit down and watch. So heavy, I'll sit down and watch 2 hours of reels. I can't handle 7 minutes of his videos. And it's not him. It's not him at all. I like the guy. You know, he seems all right.
Yeah, we can hang.
I don't know what it is. I'm hoping that I can get into it though.
Yeah.
So I've watched some of his videos where he talks about how this Chevelle is going to be a 9-second Chevelle. It's a little hard to believe with some of the materials that he's working with. And
dude, bogus.
What do you mean?
Have you heard him talk about, yeah, I talked to my buddy. Who's his buddy, Fro?
It depends on which one you're talking about. He's this latest video, his friend from the NHRA.
Yeah.
That would be the Frank Holly School that he actually went to this week to learn how to drive.
Right. I don't remember who it was he was talking about. He's like, oh, yeah, I got a buddy over here. He was telling me, I don't know. Dude's hooked up. He's got a lot more going on than he's talking about. He ain't putting no rat infested mud truck big block in his 9-second Chevelle. He is getting a nice piece.
He is getting a nice piece.
He's probably going to end up with precision turbos or a what?
Now I'm going to have to watch it.
So
no, he talks about this. He'll drop like little tiny dimes. He'll be like, and then they're going to send me my new motor is going to be, I'm not going to really use that one. It's going to be this one and a big pro charger or two big turbos. BS. Somebody else is going to pay for this deal. He's going to have enough HPs to make that Chevelle go nines.
He's going to have a legitimate car by the time this is all said and done. In the latest video, he went to the Frank Holly drag racing school and raced for his, what was it? Super gas license. And then he raced for the next license up from that, which is what he will need in order to run nines in a street car.
Yeah, he needed a competition license, NHRA competition license, basically.
But yeah, there's enough little hints in the videos that you can tell he's not going into this with the crap that he has. But at the same time, there was little hints in the video today, like he doesn't drag race. He's done a lot of dirt track and a lot of figure eight and a lot of stuff like that. But I don't think he's ever legitimately drag raced.
It's fine. He went to Frank Holly and ran nines and has a license. So
true. What was that, Bo?
I said, good for him. He's going to have fun. He's been missing out.
He has indeed.
Me on the other hand, I don't do any kind of racing. I just work on this pile of crap all the time and just talk about drag racing, buy parts.
We're getting past that.
Oh my God. I'm going to freak out. About to lose my crap.
Right there with you, bro. It's bad.
So I got to ask you guys a question. This is something that I kind of noticed earlier today while I was watching YouTube videos, because it's Sunday and I can actually do that. So there's a lot of really weird videos out there of guys who have decided to do like crazy adventures, like buy a go-kart and go across the United States in it.
Man, I think your algorithm getting jacked up.
Like, I will agree. Up for me. No, and I this is just me digging around, seeing what I can find on YouTube because I get bored a lot. But like one guy bought a
like you're like googling Mario Kart and anime at the same time. And
I don't Google anime at all.
You got direct links.
Yeah, they're saved up at the top in the favorites. Mm. But like one guy bought a go-kart style Jeep. Like you would buy it like Tractor Supply Company or something. Mm. And is taking it to Moab. One guy's doing like 50 states on a motorcycle. What is one thing you guys would come up with that's similar to that? Have you ever thought about this? Has it ever occurred to you?
I just like to back my car out of the garage under its own power. That's all I want to do. Maybe get it off the jack stands one of these days.
I just want to drive, man.
I just want to go fast.
Like that'd be a banger of a video, just getting it off jack stands.
We probably need to get old.
You're talking to me at the wrong time. My positivity levels are kind of lacking at the moment.
Come on, man.
No, I've never wanted to drive a go-kart across the country. That seems silly. That's a stunt. That's a stunt for views. That is not something that real car guys want to go do. Sorry, that's a stunt.
And that's what I was going to say.
Good for him. Awesome. That's a stunt.
Yeah, it's just for views. I can tell you. I mean, maybe your car is way cooler, way better, way nicer. Either one of y'all fellers. But I've spent 7 days in a row in my car. I want day eight to be in not my car.
Hey, Froze interior is really nice. You can spend 8 days in Froze car.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
It is. His door panel making skills has come a long way.
Dang.
For real.
Get my stuff redone.
Yeah.
The bead rolling has gotten better.
Huh.
So you guys never want to do Cannonball Run, anything like that?
I'm not doing mini bike any further than out of the subdivision. I'm not doing like the Nova is the least nice vehicle I'm going to take for upwards of 7 days. No way I'm going to ride a go-kart that far.
You don't want to recreate the entire mini bike thing from Dumb and Dumber?
No.
No, man.
Oh, you know it'd be funny.
How long do you think you would last on a mini bike? Any two of us on one mini bike?
I couldn't make it to Oklahoma. I bet if we both started now, we couldn't make it to each other.
Something like that, we do have to dress up like a Mario Kart character, though. So
yeah,
that's how ridiculous it would be.
I'll try, but I bet you dollars to donuts, I don't make it past Sullivan. That's like an hour in a real car.
That's a pretty realistic. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It was like a day, and I'm to Sullivan, and I just say, nah.
I might make it to Petro from my house.
Yeah. That's about the same distance.
Maybe.
I'm good not doing
that. Oh, come on. You both have to meet at Bucky's. It's going to be fun.
No, I can't think of anything wacky like that off the top of my head that I would do like a Cannonball Run thing. That'd be fun. But I've never like dreamt of it.
The stuff I would do is not dumb. That's dumb. I would do like Alcan Highway on the Harley. I would do Cannonball Run and not the Nova.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the something comfortable, like a minivan. Yeah. Or I meant to say like in the wife's car.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wife, bro, what do you got? You got something?
Nothing. Bro's got something profound. He's going to go do some fun stuff, and we're going to be like, dang, wish we'd had that fun.
I have nothing. It's something that I saw today that I, what?
I know your deal. I know what you were going to say. You're going to dress up in a singlet and jump on a unicycle like an old Russian bodybuilder and unicycle across the country, right?
You don't know my body hair situation. That would look like a bear riding a unicycle across the United States, and I'm not down for that.
Even better. That's funnier.
big bald bear.
Yeah.
Riding a unicycle.
No, I don't have anything. Like, I've always wanted to do, we talked about it on the last show, the Route 66 thing, which I think everybody at some point wants to do that, but I don't have anything crazy. Like, I don't want to do it on an 80s BMX bike or anything silly like that. It's just something where I wouldn't mind doing, like, the Route 66 thing.
All right.
I don't know. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Like,
we maybe talked about this recently.
We talked about this recently?
Like, we talked about, yeah, like, your bucket list, things you want to go do. That's kind
no,
of
no, and that's what I was saying. Like that's the only thing I would want to do. Like, I don't have any crazy ideas. Like, do it on a go kart or go cross country on a snowmobile. I don't have anything silly like that. It's just everything I have is basic.
He wants to do it in his car.
Yeah. No. Although my car is extremely comfortable.
Yeah, it's a little noisy, but it's pretty good.
It's a lot of noisy, but it's pretty good. I did learn last night you can't drive it with the choke on by accident.
Yeah.
I thought I had a major issue on my way home. It was loading up real bad, and it was making some funny noises. And I was like, man, what did I do? I haven't even touched this car. I just drove it. And then I looked down and realized I had the choke on like halfway back home.
Stop messing around with that deal and put the FiTech on it. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. And if you feel like noisy is a problem, I feel like we could go for a ride.
No. His car's not bad. It's tolerable.
Okay.
It really is. But he's talking about wanting to drive this deal across country and do 66 and all that stuff. There'd probably be a couple places I'd put some double-sided tape or some weather stripping.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. Not everywhere. The whole thing, I mean, overall, it's pretty good. Out of our cars, Fro definitely has the nicest interior.
Nice. Nicest sound.
Your dash is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah.
Your dash is nice.
I got a nice dash.
Yeah. I have the worst interior of most cars on the road today. Not just R3, but most cars.
Yeah. I like yours. Yours is good.
It's pretty trashy.
But I will say the $7 speedometer lives on. And nice. has been doing a fine job.
I have John's $7 speedometer and some dash 10 fittings that go in valve covers in a box labeled in my van that have been in there for weeks that I have not shipped off. Oh, and dang. With that being said, I'm going to need you to send me your new address because now I'm going to have to print off another label.
Nice. Okay.
That's how I just told Fro and Eric about this Saturday. I was like, I've got John's stuff in my van ready to ship, and I just haven't done it.
I'll send you the stuff.
Yeah, send me the – at this point, I'll probably see you before I'll ship it off.
Now we're going to see each other in like 4 weeks.
Yeah, but I want to get you the Speedo before then so you can get it placed where you want. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a note right now. Or I'll forget. You going to send me your address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Timu, I watched an episode of Questionable Garage where he went through and actually tested and rated some of the Temu automotive products. He never touched on the $7 speedometer, but he did cover a lot of the things that Bo and I have discussed as far as like shop towels and stuff like that, hose clamps, like all of the basic stuff.
Are the hose clamps any good?
No, they're crap. But
yeah, I bet
they're good enough to get you through in a pinch.
Yeah, the case of hose clamps you get at Hobo Freight, they're junk.
I've only recently discovered that foreign made hose clamps are crap. Like when you tighten them down, they tend to break. American made hose clamps that are stainless steel that are a little thicker tend to be a lot better product.
True.
I didn't realize this was a thing.
Thicker to say.
Crappy products from China?
No, I didn't realize that it affected something as simple as hose clamps. I figured hose clamps are hose clamps.
No.
You can feel the cheap ones. They just feel thin. They're lighter.
Yeah. As soon as you get almost tight, they just twist apart.
And if you have to take them all the way apart to put them around something, put them back together, throw it away.
Nope.
You're not putting them back together.
Nope. Done. Over.
Is that just the cheap ones or the good ones?
Cheap ones. Good ones work.
Yeah. Good ones are down.
Because I'm that guy that forgets to put hose clamps on first. You know, that's me.
I have run into this issue several times.
I'm getting better at it, though.
The hose, there's a hose clamp on Bo's car. It is a quality hose clamp because I took it apart and put it back together, and it is perfectly fine.
That's a good one.
I did it.
That either came from Devin's shop or James Payton's shop.
Yeah.
One of those guys. I don't remember which one.
Good hose clamp.
So they got the good stuff.
Yeah, very good hose clamps.
Hose clamps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't realize that was something that leaked over into that part of
What else? What else? Let's hear about it.
He mainly just covered all the basics. Like there was he did point out something interesting that I was kind of curious about. He ordered two different like headlight restoration kits. Where you clean the fog off your headlights.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you should know what that is. So yeah,
move on. One is a $20 set, one was a $40 set.
Yeah.
And he checked on Temu.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's in the high roller section. You gotta dig for that.
you gotta get invited.
Members only. He checked out both of these kits, and they are the exact same kit in different boxes. Like the exact same kit. So it was one of those things where he was like, just buy the cheap one.
Yeah.
And there were a couple things that were like that. There was like a socket set, and there was like, again, like a $20 set, $40 set. And after he opened the box on both of them, he's like, these are the exact same thing.
You know, speaking of Temu, no, I told you guys I got like a nice fancy set of step bits, like a five pack. I've only used one so far, and it was trash. So I'm scared that I got hosed on the step bits. Should have watched that episode first.
Well, and I think it just came out here recently. I watch too much YouTube after everybody goes to bed in my house. So there's not a lot of people in my friend group that are watching Questionable Garage. So I get it. But all right.
You watching anything new? John, have you found anything new on YouTube's?
No.
You've been watching more Cooper though.
I listen to Cooper for sure.
I listen to Cooper depending on who the guests are.
Man, I'm to the point I listen to them all because you never know where some dumb stuff's going to come up.
I know, but I mean, I don't know. I got my reasons.
It's a really?
Yeah. I'm weird.
Is he okay? So here it is for me. You ever heard of Joey Heichel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Biederbaum.
Biederbaum. All right.
It's who drives Biederbaum. Who owns Biederbaum?
I like the crap. Like, I follow his stuff.
Yeah.
I follow his car. I follow his, if he's on some stuff, I'm going to watch it.
Yep, me too.
And I'm not going to lie. The sound of his voice wants to make me want to punch him in the face.
Well, you might get your opportunity. He's at MoCan a lot now. Yeah. I seen him. I got to watch him make a couple of passes 2 weekends.
I don't like the guy, but his I'm like, super fast. Tim, would you calm down and just talk normal? Like, just calm down. And I like the guy. Come on, man.
He kind of has a Jesse James thing going.
Yeah.
He kind of talks like Jesse James a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Is that you and Cooper? You want to punch Cooper in the face?
I don't know. I have nothing against Cooper. I just don't like watching the show unless there's like, someone I like on the show already.
So I do a lot of shows that it's just words. It's not like you got to watch it to watch it. Yeah, you can just listen to it more for the audio. His is one that you can, because they're not doing anything. They're not special and they're not like good looking or anything. So you just sit there and listen to it. And that's the appeal for me. And it's mostly good car content and not like, I don't know, pro level BS. It's like most of it's like guys that have shops or guys that are just doing bracket racing or drag and drive or whatever.
And I watch more of his show now than I've ever watched.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it took me a while to even subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even subscribe. I would just watch the shows with their, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to subscribe. There's enough good stuff now. I'll subscribe.
At first I was like, man, this tinfoil hat character has got to go. And I went ahead and listened to a couple. And I'm like, he's legit. He knows what's going on.
He does.
Yeah.
So no, nothing new for you from the YouTubes or whatever. You're not following anybody new.
No, I'm not following anything new.
Fro, are you following anything? Any new people? What's the weird Project Binky? Any junk like that? Or
no. No, the videos today, like I said, I get bored a lot. That's why I watch the silicone mixing videos and SB mowing and all of that that crazy.
Been watching a lot of guys mow yards. Not
meanwhile, Fro's down the
line just watching them mow.
The Project Binky stuff kind of went away about 5 years ago. Like, they got that car reasonably done, and
yeah. No, I'm not trying to have you bring that up. I'm not saying stuff like
no. I don't want to talk about Project Binky at all.
Yeah, we're okay.
Now I will say this: go back and watch that if you haven't. But no, there's some guys out there that are doing like some of the stuff that they were doing on that show. There's some guys out there that are doing it. Watching the NHRA experience, the NASCAR experience, there's a couple guys who have recorded like their experience when they go and take those classes, when they go and learn how to drive those cars. I've caught a couple of those videos today after watching the What No Way guy, because I didn't realize that was a thing where people could record.
Yeah, it doesn't interest me at all.
I kind of want to do the NASCAR experience thing. I kind of want to learn that.
Like, I'm not going to watch videos of other people going to classes, learn how to drive. Like, I don't. Bleh.
And I and I get
you
that.
You want to watch me take algebra?
Y'all want to watch me make these corn dogs in the air fryer? Check it out.
Hey, I'm going to go decorate cakes. You want to watch me learn how?
I'm not saying that this guy is smarter. These guys are smarter than you. But there's like a million hits on these videos. So obviously I'm not the only one on earth watching
this. No, that's awesome. I'm proud of them. I'm happy for them. I'm glad they're killing it. I just don't, I mean.
I know.
You remember the movie Big with Tom Hanks? Yeah. I know you do.
Yeah.
Remember when they're in the meeting and the Tom Hanks is like, I don't get it. And the big wig was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. That's what I'm like. I don't get it. Whatever. I don't care.
I understand.
I'm in a crappy mood. My back is sore up right now. And it's probably the muscle relaxers talking, but
it ain't because I've skipped that video a dozen times.
No, I want everybody to do good, man. I'm a supporter of everybody that has the balls to get on here and try to do something like this. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This isn't easy. This isn't comfortable to do.
No.
I mean, we've done this a bunch, and it's still not comfortable. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, we're horrible about communicating with each other. We didn't even know we were recording tonight.
No.
And half of us aren't even that good looking.
No, it's true.
It's two-thirds.
What?
It's two-thirds. Bo's doing just fine.
Bro still finds you attractive.
Yeah, oh. I still find you attractive.
I could tell the other day by the way you were looking at me.
I thought I got that message across the other day.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Hand me that 9/16. Little wink there.
All right, no more of that.
Yeah.
No, do you have anything new that you're watching on YouTube, Bo?
You know, so here's the deal. I asked that because I've been seeing lots of new channel names and kind of stuff. I'm like, ooh, what's that? I'm going to click on it because I think it's like a Finnegan or something. And then it's people that I don't know. Like it's channels that I've never heard of. And it's not that I won't give them a chance because I absolutely will. I'm just, there's been some pretty good stuff floating around lately. It's pretty good content coming out. So I've been kind of watching it, but some of these, what I'm bad about is I forget the names of these channels. And then I struggle to get back to whatever it is. A lot of these people are now doing these, they're just doing builds, right? It's just a one or two episode on their channel build. And one of them's like a guy takes a Dodge truck and puts a Viper motor in it. I can see the picture. They're the thumbnail. It's a red four-door Dodge truck with Viper wheels, and the guy's sitting in front of the Viper motor. Salvage yard deal, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I actually watched this. He's pulling the V10 out of it to put a Demon V8 in there.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Yeah, he's got a couple of builds that I've kind of followed on. One of them was a Dodge Demon, but he wanted a manual, and apparently they never offered the Demon with a manual transmission. So he runs a scrapyard, and he pulled everything that he had out of the scrapyard.
Oh, that's cool. I'd watch that. What's the name of it?
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
See? You give me a hard time, but I guarantee the guy's got 300,000 followers.
Oh, yeah.
Viewers or whatever, and I never heard of it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Nah.
Oh, I'm gonna pull it up.
Quit it. Put it down. Put it down.
No, you guys are gonna have to talk. You made me do it earlier, so you guys are gonna have to talk.
I do that to him. So I'm trying this new thing. I was told in the last show or the show before that if I have something to piddle with during the show, that I don't make a lot of noises.
Whatever you play with,
I'm a fidgeter.
That's off to your left.
What
is loud AF?
This?
Yeah, I don't know what's over there.
It's a broken Universal joint I broke on Froze truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it is loud.
I apparently owe you guys a whole bunch of those.
And no, it's okay. You don't owe me none. But I've got like a couple C clamps on my bench here that I'll grab a hold of, like handles.
Yeah.
My vice is right here. I got all kinds of stuff to play with.
Your vice. I can hear your vice a lot. It's fine. It'll be fine.
My vice is in bad shape. I beat the crap out of it with a big old hammer.
Hey.
Yeah.
You remember like back at the first of the year when you were like, I'm focusing on this other stuff and the car can wait. And I was like, brother, you got to get that car and start doing things because you're going to learn a bunch of crap that's wrong right when you want to be doing things.
Nothing's really wrong.
So you started to, well, yeah, but I mean, if you needed to go this weekend, it'd be tough, right?
I mean, it may happen. We could have made it happen the other day. We could have made a push rod easy enough. We could have got some all thread and been good to go.
It's just, I just hate being so pressed for time now.
And now I'm to the point now to where
I'm the one pressed for time.
I'm to the point now to where I'm gonna wait for the correct parts, the right parts, the good stuff. I'm not gonna throw it together any more than I already do, I guess.
I think we're 4 weeks away from the circuit. And I'm cutting this deal up.
Well, literally, as soon as that push rod and that clevis comes in, it'll go in the car, simple enough. Everything else is already plumbed and ready. I got to wire the line lock, but everything's already plumbed. So I think the hardest part's going to be bleeding the brakes on this deal. So other than that, then tune in the carburetor. And as long as I get the carburetor close enough to drive to our buddy's house, to have him tune it correctly for the nitrous and everything, that's all I'm worried about, you know. And I got to figure out why the car won't shut off with a key anymore. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
First time that's ever happened today, so.
The channel, by the way, is Scrap Life Garage.
Scrap Life.
Scrap Life.
That's just weird enough, I won't forget it. And it's close enough to Thug Life. That'll make me remember.
I think he has that tattooed on him, so you're good.
Good.
Salt Life.
I don't like that.
Marketplace.
Whoop, whoop. And now the portion of the show that everybody else loves.
Words. Uh-oh.
John? Do us the honor, please.
I'm a 1974 Jeep DJ5 postal mail Jeep. Low priority. Not sure what that means. AMC.
It wasn't overnight.
Inline six cylinder with added turbocharge, automatic, full Air Max air ride, bagged and dropped rat rod. AMC 232 inline six cylinder. Engine casting number, blah, blah, blah. Engine stamp numbers, blah, blah, blah. Possibly the original engine to the vehicle, but I've been unable to confirm. Who gives a rip? AMC engine with added turbocharge, floor shifter, automatic transmission, Mustang 2 independent front suspension. Now, we're real worried about the original casting numbers, and then we went in through a Mustang 2 independent front suspension.
Thank you.
Who cares?
Why all the unnecessary information?
Yeah. We're like, you could highlight four things in here, and that's the four cool things done to it, and we're going to roll. Custom envelope brake pedal. Next picture.
That's pretty cool.
All right. It's all right.
It's pretty cool.
It is low priority.
Okay, I get it now. It's the name of the Jeep.
On the Florsky.
Idiot. So the reason I chose this is because it's actually a really high quality build. Like the more you look at it, the better it gets. But yeah, I wanted John to have to go through the extensive reading of the description. Because, you know, that may be a numbers matching engine right there.
No, it's not. And who cares?
So did the guy do all that as a joke to mess with people? Is that what we're saying?
I have no idea.
Because if he did it as a joke, do you get to have his ad longer? That's funny. I respect that.
Yeah.
I like that. But if he did it being serious, like, that's unnecessary.
But there's a lot of build quality here. I thought it was just I thought it was actually really cool.
It's really cool.
I will say I don't think my fat butt will fit in those barrel buckets.
They look cool.
And if it did, it wouldn't be for long.
Doesn't look super comfy, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know how I would adapt to driving on the right side of the vehicle anyway.
It would be rough.
But it is low. It is cool. They somehow made it low without making it look excessively stupid on the front. Like, I'm not real crazy about the fenders.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the fenders.
No.
It needs a very mild chop, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Probably.
I know that's a ton of work and a ton of money. I'm just saying. And then it would look even cooler.
Some comfy seats and drop them a little bit. Then we're talking.
I will throw this in here. It's wild seeing the carburetor mounted in front of the turbo. And then the turbo feeding directly into the intake manifold.
I wonder how long it took him to build that pipe with all the welds.
That's what I'm curious about.
It's a lot.
That's funny.
John's laughing at me.
No, it's fine. 1988 Honda CRX off-road. $6,000 doll hairs. About this vehicle, it's a blue, interior is gray, fuel type is gasoline. Honda CRX on a Suzuki Samurai frame and running gear. Chibi 4.3 V6, turbo 350 transmission and transfer case. This has got to be a jewel.
This week's marketplace sponsored by Froze Dream List.
What it is. Holy crap. Did you own one of these, Fro?
I didn't own one that new.
Oh.
You owned a CRX.
I did own a CRX, yes.
Okay.
This is there worse than the description makes it sound. I'm offended.
There's a cool video that goes along with this. It shows it actually driving down the road. It apparently is really nice.
It's not really nice.
I like how the tires are worth more than the rest.
You're probably not wrong.
I was really hoping from the description, like, man, I hope this looks cool. Never even heard of this before. Never seen anybody do this. This is not good.
No. No, it's bad.
And keep in mind, people, this is just my opinion. It stinks, just like everybody else. It
probably sucks. But no, I don't. Not in this case.
Well, and this comes to us by way of my friend Steve. And he sent me this and another one of those Camaros that looks like a 57 Chevy.
Another one?
Another one. Apparently,
somebody it's a kit. That?
Apparently, it's a kit.
It's not a good kit.
Group of drunk guys went double or nothing.
That's whoop, true. Whoop.
1991 Chevy S10, 23,000 doll hairs. Apparently the most expensive 91 Chevy S10 in the world. 600 horsepower, 406 small block, 400 turbo trans, manual reverse valve body with a trans brake, M9 rear end, Mosier 35, M9 rear end, Mosier 35 spline axles, rear disc brakes, MacFab single bead locks on the rear, 2-inch chop top.
I'm worried about the chop.
I am too. That stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, that sucks. Hope it's not bad.
10-mild steel cage. I assume that's a 10-point
mild
steel cage. Ladder bar setup, tubular control arms, has 125 shot. It's never been ran. If anybody tells you they put nitrous on their car, and it's all hooked up and in good working order, and they've never hit it, they're a liar. Run 690 flat in the eighth. There's a lot more to list, but anyone interested, I'll make a complete list. Please don't waste my time if you don't have the funds. I also have the build and dyno sheet from when the motor was originally built. We've done a few more mods since tuning to get the 600 HP mark. I don't know. This is either going to be tragic or good. Go to the pick. I don't like the hood, but or the splitter. Or the interior.
I'm okay with the interior.
Really?
I mean, it's not my fave, but I don't. All right, I would keep the interior to ditch the hood and splitter.
Opinions are the just like you said, and mine probably isn't good here, but seems like a one of them dual cockpit design weird dashes to me, not like a like what you would expect to see.
Right.
Isn't that basically the dash out of your what is it, 63?
It is. It looks like a early 60s Chevy dash, factory S10 column, Alpine CD player.
Hey, is he running the Pro Snorkel hood just because he likes that air filter? Is that the only reason?
I think so.
I would say okay. So.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people run those snorkels and they like them, but I'd rather just have a flat hood. Or a Sunoco style. That's what I like. I like the truck. The chop looks, I mean, it says it's a chop.
I don't not like this.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
I ditched the splitter and the hood.
Yeah, the splitter and the hood's got to go.
Okay, I can see the chop. That chop looks good.
The chop looks good. I like the chop.
Yeah. That's fine.
I think you're right. I think ditch a splitter and ditch the hood, and you've got a pretty
simple look. Ditch a splitter, ditch the hood, throw it back to one color, get rid of the Sharpie drawn flame job down the side.
I can't see the graphics good enough to make an opinion on that, but yeah. I don't mind the two tone.
I agree. I kind of like the two-tone. All right. So do I have one more? I think I have one more.
Is there a picture of the tailgate? Because I have a feeling that's going to be one that has, like, the heartbeat on the tailgate.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, the heartbeat right across the tailgate.
I bet you it's on there.
It's got a wing, and I don't see a tailgate pick.
I did not.
He's got all the good stickers, though.
Does it say Heartbeat of America on the bedside? What does it say on the bedside?
Oh, man, you're going to make me go back to that again.
Yeah, go back. We got time.
We do have time.
Did he say it was a 650 truck? What's this to say on the
690s.
690.
Okay. I don't know what that says back there.
I don't know what it says back there either. There's about 35 pictures on the ad. I just picked out the five I liked. I probably should have, in hindsight, went ahead and loaded the others.
I mean, I think the truck's pretty solid. I mean, it looks solid anyway. I don't know. It could be a pile of crap in person, but it looks good in pictures.
Now, the last one, I'm going to be dead honest with you here, fellas. I don't remember what the last one is, but I know that I put a spacer slide in here because I was going to make you guys pick or guess the price on this one. And I don't remember. Oh, I do remember what this is.
Okay. Holy crap. What is that?
Are those like train lights?
So funny story. Behind those big fixtures is the factory headlights. The factory 4x6-inch square headlights.
I can see them now. Yeah, you're good. That's funny.
Continental kit, straps on the trunk.
Continental kit.
Those go back.
Not a Continental. Please. Kit.
Okay, those are doorknob handles from Ace Hardware.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not wrong. That's
not a Continental kit. That's just a hubcap on a trunk lid.
I'm so wrong. Disappointed in people. This is not.
Me and Hot Rod both want to sit on that. Damn. Look at that seat cover. I want to sit on that deal.
Oh,
just strip down and get on there.
Me and the dog are going to be just lounged out on this rig.
All right.
Yeah. So
give me a guess.
Man, I don't know, because the person that owns this is obviously
17.5
on drugs. 3,500.
Say what?
Got more than 3,500 in diamond plate.
I was just say, John, and you love diamond plate.
I do love diamond plate. I don't love this diamond plate.
I'm not a diamond plate guy.
I'm also a big fan of them seat covers.
I'm just blown away right now. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
In a good way. What do we got, bro?
Let's see here.
Clean, I give it that.
Bo said what? 17.5?
Yeah, we're going 17.5.
Oh, my damn. 1989 Lincoln Town Car, $17,000.
I had to include the description because there is no other description.
43,000 miles, interior white, excellent condition, clean title, great, great, great condition, like brand new, no rust. It is not like brand new.
No.
It's like you gave a brand new 89 Lincoln Town Car to a third grader. And they customized it for you.
You act like that seat cover ain't worth.
Hey, what's that show on Netflix where they take the cars and they try to trade them up for a six-figure car? Got the good-looking girl.
What is it? Is it Rust Valley Restorers?
No. That one? No. They would never do anything like this. It's not Gotham Garage. It's a Gotham Garage?
I think it is Gotham Garage.
No.
You throw some spider web junk in on this, and this is something they would do.
There's spider junk all over this.
You know what I mean? Like, I just.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Hey, next question real quick.
Wait, where is this? I want to know where people that think this is cool live.
That's what I'm getting at. Is can you send me this? Do you still have this? Can you send it to me? Because I have to snoop this person's Facebook page.
Yeah,
I have to know what their life is about.
Yeah,
I will find it. I have had the bad tendency here lately of changing cities and going out of a 500 mile radius. I want to say this is like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I will find the ad and I will text it over to you.
This guy not only owns but wears a leisure suit.
Oh yeah.
On the regular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
this guy sucks at golf but plays anyway. This guy smokes cheap cigars and acts like they're good and calls girls puts.
Definitely wears high karate.
Smells, reeks of high karate.
No. That's Avon Wild Country.
Hey,
throws like quit hanging on high karate.
Definitely rocking the gold chains.
Yeah, he has a gold chain. no doubt that he don't even use them top three buttons.
And I, no, no way.
Top three buttons and I don't even exist. I don't even know them deals are there.
I bet that on his keychain for that car, it's got some of that seat cover material on the keychain somewhere.
It's a full-on rabbit's foot.
I was going to say full-on rabbit's foot. Yes.
Shooting out of that deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. All right. So how long do we get to the circuit? Like 3 weeks?
Huh?
So how long do we have to the circuit? Like 3 weeks?
I think four.
Four?
Yeah.
So we got to get Bo's car off the jacks.
Mine's going on the jacks.
We got to get John's car on the jacks.
Got to do a lot of things.
Hey, a lot of positive things. I'm super close. Super close.
Very, very close.
Pushrod and Clevis gets here this week. Go out and do some testing, hopefully this weekend. It's not like I got to break a motor in or do anything crazy, you know. Just make the brakes work.
And to be fair, if I don't totally discombobulate my car, I go do things right now. I mean, I'm not going to go anywhere close to a respectable time, but I could go have fun in it for a weekend at the circuit.
Yeah, you probably ought to.
I got.
Probably ought to get that ladder bar deal going, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm just trying to lose weight so that I can fit into one of the go-karts.
Yeah. But since Jungle Fro's not happening.
Well, I mean, it could
happen. I mean, he's still – it could happen.
It could happen. I'm still not against it.
Yeah.
We may just have to show up and just do this gorilla style.
I got.
It's not like Mike's gonna get mad at us.
Gross. Got your gorilla hair hanging out of some booty shorts.
There's a perfect mental picture to wrap on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you and good night.
Everybody, love everybody.
See you.